This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A giant sea turtle had to be rescued by the U.S. Coast Guard after it became entangled in a rope and was stuck. You remember a couple years ago, this viral video went around of a turtle that had a straw in its nose.
Yeah. Aww.
And we've had to totally change straw culture now.
Sure. It made producer Gabe cry.
Yeah, it sucks. And then there was another video, actually, just popped up recently, of a sea turtle that had a plastic bag stuck in its mouth.
Oh.
Why are turtles eating trash?
There's a lot of trash.
But why are they eating it?
I don't think they know it's trash because they're turtles.
Well, the Coast Guard had to rescue this giant sea turtle because it became entangled. It was caught in a giant, I don't know what you'd call it. It's bales of cocaine.
What?
Yeah. 26 bales of cocaine were wrapped around a sea turtle, and the Coast Guard had to save it.
How big is a bale of cocaine? Like, show me with your hand.
Is that kind of
like a brick?
Okay, like a brick.
Like
okay.
A cinder block?
Like
listen, I've never seen one before. It's only what I've seen in movies.
Okay. It's what the cop flicks his knife out and sticks it in and then goes...
Yeah, then somehow takes the cocaine.
Right.
And
doesn't get addicted somehow. Yeah.
Or even high.
Right.
Yeah.
So apparently these bales of cocaine, there was 26 of them, and it was worth $53 million.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And it was just floating in the ocean?
Floating in the ocean, just off Key West.
Okay.
Of course it was off Florida.
Well, yeah. So did somebody attach this cocaine to the turtle and then said, like, go find somebody to sell this to?
I think I know what you're asking. Was it an accident that the cocaine was floating in the ocean, or is this turtle a coke mule? I think that's what you're asking. Mm.
I guess that's what I'm asking.
Is this the story that the turtle came up with when he was caught by somebody? This coke found me.
Have you ever seen the picture of a turtle with a bag in its mouth? It just happens. We don't know what things are.
By the way, I just want to point out that we're doing a great job impersonating a turtle.
100%.
Especially a sea turtle.
Yeah, different.
Well, unfortunately, the drugs were not intentionally attached to the sea turtle.
How do we know?
But rather, it swam into the ropes, fastened to the cocaine.
It sounds like a great alibi. Did they bring in the turtle's family? Like, he would never do anything like
they
this.
They dig a flashlight, put it in their face.
Yeah.
Tell me where he got the coke.
Meanwhile, the one that got all tangled up, he's the only one that's just like, the coke's not mine! The coke's not mine!
Okay, question. So you are trying... You are making it sound like this turtle was in on it.
I think that we should not rule that out.
Okay, how does a turtle get into the drug business?
Well, it all starts with a teenage turtle smoking weed. We all know that.
Of course.
Okay,
that's where it all starts.
One thing leads to another. He meets some unsavory people, but then
so they're people.
Yeah, well, of course.
Okay, I didn't know. Okay.
Turtles can't make coke.
Okay.
Yeah, someone's got to do it for him.
People can.
Right.
So the people make coke, but one day this turtle's hanging out with who he thinks are his friends.
Okay.
Okay, and then they go, hey, turtle.
man.
How you live like this? You don't want to keep living like this.
What do you mean?
You're poor. Your wife is complaining. Wouldn't you like to make some money? Some real money.
I would like to make some money.
Okay, well, listen. You float in the ocean anyway. What if I just strap $53 million of cocaine bricks to you and you just float? You can pretend like you didn't even know they were attached to you.
That sounds like a crime.
Yeah, you've got culpable deniability. You're a turtle. You get caught, say your dumb turtle face got caught in another net.
What do I get out of it?
All the coke you want. All right, I'll give you $1 million.
Okay.
Which you can spend at the Turtle Mall. I didn't think that part of the story out yet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.